I know you enjoyed our children and our youth as they presented the meaning of Christmas to us. We also thank God for a beautiful singing of Chantal today, Sweet Little Jesus Boy. I want to share a different kind of sermon today, sort of a sermon story based upon the Gospel of Luke chapter 2, verse 1 through verse 14. And I wanted to share this story with the children and youth especially. And the title of my story today is God's Special Gift. And so I hope that you bring the children into the room, have them to sit down in front of the screen so that they can listen to this special story that I've written for them today as a part of this Christmas celebration, God's Special Gift. Long ago, a powerful ruler named Caesar Augustus decides to count all of his Roman subjects. And you might know that the counting is similar to the census that we took this year in the United States. And people in Rome and all around were told to travel to their hometowns to be counted. In the city of Nazareth, there is a young couple whose hometown is Bethlehem. Their names are Joseph and Mary. They decide to travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem to be counted. Let me tell you a little bit about Joseph and Mary. Joseph is a descendant of King David. He comes from a long line of Jewish kings. Joseph is also a godly man. He obeys God's commands and he prays daily. And Joseph is engaged to be married to a young woman named Mary. He loves her and he respects her. Mary is just a normal Jewish girl. She lives with her family and follows the teachings of her faith. And one day she meets Joseph and they decide to get married. On a special day before their marriage, an angel comes to Mary and tells her that God has chosen her to become the mother of a special baby boy. Mary is surprised, but she accepts the message from the angel. She feels honored to be chosen by God. After the angel's visit, Mary says, "My soul glorifies the Lord. And my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble estate of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Great and holy is his name." And later on, Joseph has a dream. In this dream, an angel speaks to him and tells him that Mary is going to have a special child, and this child will be God's child. The angel also tells Joseph the child's name. The child will be called Jesus, because one day he will save all the people from their sins. The Bible says when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took Mary home as his wife. Soon after, Mary becomes pregnant with this special child. And do you know why her pregnancy is so special? Mary's pregnancy is special because God allows it to happen. Several months later, when Joseph and Mary travel to Bethlehem, Mary is very pregnant. She is probably about 9 months pregnant when they get on the road to go to Bethlehem. Now, the distance from Nazareth to Bethlehem is about 75 miles. It is about as far as traveling from Austin, Texas to San Antonio, Texas. One major difference for Joseph and Mary is there are no cars, there are no buses, and there are no trains. So if people want to travel from place to place, they have to walk. And the trip from Nazareth to Bethlehem is a distance that can take anywhere from 4 to 7 days. Can you believe that? The journey to Bethlehem is a difficult journey. Only rich people can afford a horse. So Mary perhaps rides upon a donkey because it is difficult for a pregnant woman to walk the long distance to Bethlehem. And I'm sure Joseph perhaps walks beside Mary and the donkey. The young couple travels perhaps. I'm thinking that they took the route through the Jezreel Valley. That's near the Jordan River where it's not so hilly. They took the route through the Jezreel Valley to Samaria and from there to Bethlehem. Because Mary is pregnant, Joseph has to be very careful to protect her. There are wild animals along the journey. There are lions, there are bears, and there are wild boars that live in the woods. And so Joseph has to watch out for those animals. And I'm sure that Joseph and Mary probably travel with a group of other people because sometimes along the route, robbers hide out to attack travelers. So I'm sure that this wasn't an easy trip for Joseph and Mary. Along the way, I'm sure the couple probably stop at several places to sleep and to rest. It's a 4 to 7 day journey. Joseph and Mary hope that they will find a place to stay when they arrive in Bethlehem. But when they get there, all the inns or small motels, as we would call them today, are filled to capacity. You see, a lot of people have come to town to be counted. Because Joseph and Mary are chosen by God, I think that God arranges some help from a man whose name we do not know. The man is an innkeeper. He owns a place where travelers can come to stay. His place is probably a small house or inn, or perhaps his own family home, which has extra room for travelers. You see, at that time, people were very helpful to others and often allowed visitors to stay in their homes. As Joseph and Mary move around in Bethlehem looking for a place, this innkeeper perhaps suggests that the young couple stay in his stable. In a stable? In a stable with animals? You might ask, what is a stable? A stable is a cow stall, a place where animals are kept. A stable? Yes, the innkeeper suggests his stable. And Joseph and Mary have no choice but to accept the innkeeper's offer because Mary is 9 months pregnant. We don't know how long Joseph and Mary have been in Bethlehem when she is ready to give birth. We know that she probably didn't give birth the first day she arrived, but we don't know how many days she was there. But while they are there, Mary goes into labor. Wow. There is no hospital. There is no doctor. There is no nurse. And because Joseph and Mary are in a stable, there isn't even a crib for the baby. And Mary gives birth to her special baby in the stable and places the baby boy on a little manger, which is, you know, sort of like an open box used to feed cattle. They would put the cattle food in this box, wooden box. And she placed her baby on that manger. So God's special baby is born in a place where cattle are kept. Can you imagine that? When the baby is born, Joseph names him Jesus, just as the angel told him. Because Jesus is a special baby, a baby chosen by God, special things happen when he is born. Shepherds watching their flocks on the night Jesus is born get a special visit from an angel. When the angel appears, a beautiful bright light from heaven shines on the shepherds. They are terrified, but the angel says to them, "Do not be afraid." The angel also says, "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And right after that, the shepherds hear singing in the sky. A special choir from heaven appears with the angel and sings, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." It's a special night for the shepherds and a special birth for the world. Well, what is the meaning of this story? God loves the world so much that God chooses a special couple, Joseph and Mary, to give the world a special gift. And that special gift is a special child named Jesus. And as our theme speaker told us today, and Jesus gave his life for us. Why is Jesus a special gift? Jesus is a special gift because he will rescue the world from sin. Jesus will give his life on a cross. His death will pay the penalty for our sin. How wonderful it is to know that God loves us so much that God gives us the most special gift, the gift of God's Son, Jesus Christ. So Christmas is a celebration of the day God gives us a special gift. And that means it doesn't matter what we get from under the tree on Christmas Day, because there is no gift better than the one God gives to us long, long ago in a little town called Bethlehem. Praise God for God's special gift, the baby Jesus. God bless all of you.
Ebenezer members and online friends, it is our prayer that the message today has been a blessing to you and to your family. We pray that God's Spirit will implant the word deep into your hearts and give you the assurance of God's love and grace. We invite you to follow Christ with us. If you're not a Christian, you can become a Christian today. All you have to do is believe that God has come in Jesus to save us from our sins, and that Jesus gave his life on the cross, and that God raised Jesus from the dead on the third day. If you believe that, you are a Christian. We welcome you to the family of God, and we pray for you daily. We'd like to hear from you. We'd like to hear your story. You can reach out to us on our website at ebc3austin.org. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel and join us each Sunday for worship. You may also reach us at our church office at ebcoffice@sbcglobal.net. Thank you so much for joining us today, and may God's peace be with you until we meet again.